Who would have thought a middle-aged Pakistani-American man would emerge as the ultimate rebuttal to Donald Trump? In his grief, Qaisar Khan has become that unlikely thing, a Twitter trend. When he stepped up to the podium at the Democratic National Convention with his wife Ghazala, he could do what Hillary Clinton could not. He could put his hand over his heart, look Donald Trump in the eye, and say,
"You have sacrificed nothing and no one."
It left the irrepressible Donald Trump sputtering on ABC.
"I think I made a lot of sacrifices. I work very, very hard. I've created thousands and thousands of jobs, tens of thousands of jobs, built great structures. I've had tremendous success. I think
those are sacrifices.
Oh, sure. I think they're sacrifices."
Even from far away Kolkata, I could sense that something just shifted. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. As most of us know by now, Khan's son Humayun was a captain in the US Army killed in Iraq while saving the lives of other soldiers.
If it was up to Donald Trump, he never would have been in America.
And he pulled a worn copy of the Constitution from his pocket and asked Trump,
"Have you even read the United States Constitution? I will gladly lend you my copy."
It was a moment of startling power. It was as if the dead Humayun Khan appeared like Banquo's ghost at Donald Trump's grand feast. Yet it's worth noting that Khan also said he and his wife stood there as
patriotic American Muslims with undivided loyalty to our country.
That assertion of undivided loyalty is the test that immigrants face over and over again. Even Bill Clinton could not quite avoid a litmus test for American Muslims in his speech.
"If you're a Muslim and you love America and freedom and you hate terror, stay here and help us win and make a future together. We want you."
Other Americans' place in America is taken for granted, even those that burn the flag. Their standing in America is not conditional on proving anything. It is not enough that Humayun Khan went to fight for the USA and died for it. His parents still have to assert that gold star of undivided loyalty. Humayun Khan died in a war that was founded on a lie perpetrated by the government. He died in a war fanned by post-9/11 anger but targeted at a country ruled by a tyrant who had nothing to do with 9/11. It was a war that then-Senator Hillary Clinton had supported at the time, and one Donald Trump claims he always opposed. But Khan's appearance was also proof that the hate and xenophobia in this campaign has made it necessary to hold up the extreme example of Humayun Khan to rebut him. But death should not be a citizenship test. All of that is true and rife with irony. Yet, it does not change the power of what Khan did the other night. He looked America and Donald Trump in the eye and said, "I am the other. I am the one you do not want to allow in your country." In a 2005 interview with the Washington Post, Khan said he was certain his son did not die for nothing. But then he lifted his arms, embracing the air, and said, "I just can't seem to get my arms around the loss." Let us hope that night at the convention, the Khans got their arms around that loss, at least for a little bit. If nothing else, Qaisar Khan proved that night that there can be moral power in a sacrifice, even if that sacrifice was done in the service of an immoral war. Andrew Sullivan called the speech the fulcrum of this election. I do not know about that. It is hard to shame people into voting one way or the other. For me, Khan echoed what another American politician said in another context decades ago.
"Have you no sense of decency, sir, at long last? Have you left no sense of decency?"
Khan did something few have been able to do in this bitter and vulgar election. He rescued that old, shop-worn, faded word, sacrifice, and he gave it a moment of decency. About 7 minutes, to be precise. 7 minutes without a teleprompter. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. for KALW.